funny. We went to the top of the hour break, and Woods almost said it was almost tough to talk about that game.
Yeah.
Because it was such a such a positive experience. It doesn't leave us a lot of room to explore the space of that game yesterday.
Hey, pitched great, scratched out some runs, threw a shutout. Yeah. Awesome.
Came through in the clutch, runners in scoring position.
Yeah, leadoff man got on.
Yeah, you don't need us anymore. There's no feet to hold to the fire.
Yeah.
Except for maybe one. And it's
one pair?
Yeah, one pair of feet.
A couple of pairs. Well, there's a few.
Yeah, there is.
If we want to be, you know, if we want to be fair. Then again, though, let's start with the highest paid. You know, I mean, it was nice. Look, I'll be completely honest with you. It was really nice to see Manny get that knock yesterday. I did came up again though, chance to blow it open, couldn't get the job done. You know, but what Manny provides is the defense when he's playing third. He's so freaking good at third that you're like, all right, hey, you got one knock, you drove in a run, I'll take that, and played, you know, ridiculous defense. When he's DHing, and I said it yesterday, if he's DHing and he takes an over, it's like, all right, come on, what are we doing here, buddy? But Xander I don't want him to draw all of the ire of this fan base or this show, because I want him to get back to what he's capable of doing. When I watch him play baseball, I don't know if he ever will.
It's troubling because you can't help if you're a Padres fan, but look and go. Infielder gets a massive free agent contract to come over from the American League, underperforms drastically, looks lost.
We've seen this.
And then you're on the hook for millions and millions of dollars for years and years to come. Padres will still, remember, be paying Eric Hosmer not only $13 million this year, but next year as well. And he'll be well retired by the time that that contract is over. It's fair to have that fear right now about Xander Bogaerts and all the money that the Padres owe him for a decade going forward, and seeing the kind of production right now is incredibly alarming. There's just no way around that. Now, I will say that Xander is not sticking his head in the ground and trying to tell everybody that everything is fine.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
I do, as do I.
My bat's sick, bro.
My bat's sick, bro.
There are certain differences that do make at least a difference in my mind. But you look in Kevin Acey's newsletter this morning, had some quotes from Xander. These are actually from Monday. And he got two hits. And I don't know that he was ever showing signs of coming out of his slump. He had a six-game hitting streak.
Yeah.
It was all singles. A lot of them were bloops. Nothing was, you know, the one home run but nothing was really has been barreled much for Xander this season at all. And he basically says that Xander is at a crisis of confidence at the moment. He is at a loss, he writes. Quote, Xander, that's the biggest annoying part, that you see it and you try to fix it, but then you go into the game and you're always doing the same thing. And he said, this one is more frustrating to just see what you're doing wrong every time. It's very hard to watch the video when you're looking at it in the hotel room or at home. It's very hard to see it. He can't even watch himself without basically feeling sick to his stomach that he's just not doing the right things at the plate.
I mean, it's a perfect example. Yesterday, he comes up, works the count, and it's 3-1. And the guy just lays in a heater, and just right down the middle, total C shot right there. And I tweeted, 3-1 blank shot, nah, pass, right? And that is one where that's just the mark of an unconfident hitter, because you dream of 3-1, you dream of those hitters counts. If a guy throws a slider at you 3-1 and you swing over the top of it, you tip your hat and you still have another strike to play with. But 3-1 in that position in the game, you gotta kind of be aggressive. And he took it. And then what happened? Struck out. And somebody tweeted me, Woodsy, what's his approach there? I go, his approach was mine in high school, in Little League in high school. Please walk me, please walk me, please walk me, please walk me, please walk me. You feel like you can help your you feel like you can't help your team by swinging the bat. You can only hurt your team, and that is all up here in his dome. That's it. So 3-1, that's time to eat in every league, in Little League, in high school, in the big leagues, minor leagues. 3-1, let's hunt, let's eat, let's look fastball, let's drive something. And man, to watch that one right down the middle was like, all right, you're lost, right?
You know, I've seen this and even had some experience with it myself in golf. And there are some parallels to be drawn. You think of a player like David Duvall, on top of the world for a while, and then just falls off the map. Ian Baker Finch was a major champion, then couldn't break 80. And it's so, when you get out of whack and you start losing your confidence, it becomes just exponentially harder. Now, the good news is, at least from a golf side, a lot of guys then eventually fix it. Sometimes it happens quickly. Sometimes it's overnight. Sometimes it takes a few weeks or months of work. But you finally get that confidence back. You get locked in, back into the zone. And I certainly hope Xander can somehow, whatever it is, find his way back to being the player that he has been for his entire career, essentially.
The five silver sluggers that he won, that Kevin Acey brings up in Boston. And, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't know that it's position change. Somebody did say, well, you switched Kim and Xander, and now they're both hitting, you know, not well right now. Does that have anything to do with it? I really don't know. These guys are hitters. Like, hitting is... I'm not going to say there's no correlation at all, because there is, but I mean, they're both struggling. They're both scuffling. I don't think some magical switch back to second and short, they each hit 350. I don't think that's going to happen. That has nothing to do with mechanical flaws or anything. That's just a 3-1 pitch, man. Even if you miss it, like, he's just not confident right now. He just doesn't want to swing. And again, I think he thinks he's going to hurt his team by swinging there. And that's a bad way to go up there every single day. So I feel bad for him. We need him. You know, we have to have him. His success is integral to the success of this team. I just don't know what else you can do at this point.
I want to add a thought about the position change. First, we need a contestant for Real or Fake. Your opportunity, no musical knowledge required, to win this week's prize, the $25 Carl's Jr. gift card. Call us right now. Get online, 833-288-0973. We're about 2-3 minutes away. 833-288-0973. In my mind, you know, logically, I go, why would moving positions really have an impact of what you're doing at the plate? It shouldn't. They're completely separate things. You practice fielding, you practice hitting. I don't think it's had a huge impact on Xander's schedule or anything like that. Maybe some extra work at second that he's been putting in. But if you're telling me that the extra couple of hours that he put in, you know, working on his transitions at second base are the reason why he's not hitting, I think you're foolish. For a guy who's hit for years and years and years, you know, trading an hour of offense for an hour of defense is not going to make a huge difference in the world. I do believe when you're in a bad headspace, as Xander clearly is right now, having a position change to also worry about is probably not the best thing, you know, in terms of your mental focus. As for Ha-Seong Kim, that has nothing to do with it at all. He's played tons of shortstop. It's his natural position. You put him back at the position where he's played essentially his whole life. If anything, Ha-Seong Kim should be thriving even more getting to play shortstop and getting to be the guy. I don't know why he's struggling. I see in our chat, swinging for too many dingers, maybe feeling the pressure of the contract year. Why is it other guys feel the contract year coming and have their best seasons, and Padres players feel the contract year coming and go, my numbers are all going to go down here. I don't understand that, but I can't explain Ha-Seong Kim. Xander, though, it's confidence right now. It's absolute confidence. And the only way to get confidence is to have some success when you're at the plate.
Yeah.
It's a vicious circle.
I mean, guys, who doesn't sign up for Xander's year last year? OBP of 350, average of 285, 19 bombs, 19 stolen bases, 170 hits, 83 runs. I mean, you take that.
That's a down
year. And we
year.
Thought
that's
that was down kind of on the downside.
Yeah. And I mean, he hit 307 his last year in Boston. So, like, yeah, a little bit of a down year for him. He dropped he dropped in OPS, but his OPS was hovering right around 800. And I know he had a hot streak to begin the year and a hot streak to end the year. I'll take a hot streak now in May. I'll just a hot streak where he is pounding the ball in the gaps, that's what he's best at. I know he doesn't have the green monster here to pound balls off of anymore, but
feel like he's had a ton of balls that would have been off the green monster this year? I don't.
No, I don't. One. Like, I'm looking at his spray chart. There's one ball that went to the that would have gone off the monster. The rest have been kind of dumped in and flared, and a lot of pull side for him, a lot of pull side hits. Most of his hits have been pull side this year. So it's like any hitter, any right-handed hitter. You know when you're going your best, you're driving the ball into the gap, the right center gap. That's what Will Myers was on a heater, right center gap, right? Manny Machado, right center gap, right center gap. Nothing changes for Xander. He's trying to pull everything. And he's hitting little duck farts out there to left field, and they're dropping in when he does get
hit. And as we said, you know, a couple of weeks ago, it's not a lot you can do if you're Mike Shildt of the Padres other than continue to play him.
Correct.
I mean, they've moved him down in the order. Probably took him a little too long to do that. They've done that. I mean, you could drop him another spot or two. You can give him a day off. They did that. You can't simply just stick him on the bench for, you know, Matt Carpenter levels of time. Can't release him. You got way too much on the contract to even consider anything like that. You can't trade him. Can't send him to the minor leagues. You can maybe blame an injury for a while, but nothing's been said about the wrist. No cortisone injections. Nothing's been talked about like that this year. You simply have to let him figure it out. And it's hurting the team right now while he is, because other guys are performing and he continues to struggle.
Yeah, and I read Fan Geek says, Fernando said it on the Eric Hosmer podcast, when you move player positions defensively, it does affect you mentally at the plate. How long, though? I mean,
is it still affecting Fernando that he's a platinum glover out in right field?
We talked about if that affected Crony all of last year.
Yeah, I mean, Crony was pretty much in this spot last year. And
Mookie Betts moved positions. He's been okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
again, these guys aren't Mookie Betts.
You're talking about unicorns. And again, Tony Gwynn could do whatever, but he was Tony Gwynn. Happy birthday, by the way, to the late, great Tony Gwynn. Today is his birthday. But yeah, man, I don't know. It's just, he looks just very, very not excited to play baseball right now, because who would be? It makes me sad too. Who wants to go up there going, oh God, oh God, oh God? You want to walk up there with confidence. He just doesn't have it. And just that little moment in the game, the 3-1 heater, which you dream, you're like, I did a good job here. I worked this count to 3-1. I know what I'm going to get.
Get that cookie.
And you take it. Mm. And that's when I went, oh, you're done. You're done.
I'm afraid this won't be the end of this topic, but we're going to shelve it for now and play a little real or fake. Yep. Let's get to it.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
Tyler can win a $25 gift card to Carl's Jr. The El Diablo Burger is back at Carl's Jr. for eternity with a potato bun, charbroiled beef, a spicy habanero sauce, bacon, jalapeno popper bites, pepper jack cheese, and jalapenos. Try it now. Good morning, Tyler. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, you're our contestant today. You need to get 4 of my 7 real or fake options correct to win that gift card, and feel free to use Woods to help you out. Ready to go, Tyler?
Yeah, sure.
All right, speaking of Carl's Jr., Carl's Jr. appears on the list of 100 largest fast food restaurant chains in the United States. Today, I will give you a name. You tell me if it is a real American fast food chain in the top 100 or a fake that I have made up for today's gig. Tyler, you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. Round number one. Real.
How did you gain all the weight?
Real or fake? Moe's Southwest Grill. Real or fake? Moe's Southwest Grill. Tyler?
Well, that sounds way too easy, Woods. What do you think?
In which way?
I think it's fake.
I have no idea.
I think it's fake.
Tyler, what's your answer?
I think it's real.
Ooh, he's going against you. Tyler, you are correct.
Oh, good for you, buddy.
I had never heard of that one, but it is real in the top 100. All right, that's one correct. Round number two.
No thanks to me.
Okay.
No. Taco Mate. Taco Mate.
Taco Mate?
Taco Mate.
Taco Mate.
Taco Mate. Let's see. I'll go fake.
He's going to go fake. And he is correct.
Very good.
Good start. Tyler, 2 for 2. Oh, all you need is two more, and you are good to go. All right, round number three. Mr. Beast Burger. Mr. Beast Burger. Real or fake, Tyler?
Mr. Beast. Woods? Any suggestions?
My initial thought was real, but he's also, isn't Mr. Beast like some weird streamer or something?
Well, I think Mr. Beast makes a candy bar that I see in 7-Eleven.
All right, let's go with let's go real.
Tyler, what's
okay,
your answer?
Real. I'll go real.
It is real.
Yes, he is the. He's like a massive, like maybe the top streamer.
Is it his burger joint?
I have no idea, but it's in the top 100 according to the list I have. All right, here we go. Round number four, and for the win. I mean, all you need to get is one of the next four right. If you don't win this, it'll
this is
going to
be
biggest
epic.
Failure of all time. Captain
I'll feel
D's.
Like a Padre.
Oh, Captain D's.
Captain D's. It's absolutely real. Tyler.
Wood seems to know this one.
Captain D's.
I've eaten there.
Oh, man. Captain D's. That's funny. Okay. So, Wood, you say real?
I do. I've eaten the Captain D's before.
That's a pretty good recommendation, okay. I think.
All right. All right. I'll take real.
Yeah,
yeah, buddy.
There. I can't deny it. That is real. That is a epic performance. Tyler, congratulations. Hang on the line. Paulie, I'll get your information. We'll hook you up with the $25 Carl's Jr. gift card. What is
fast food seafood? It's
like Long John
Long
Silver's?
God. Yeah, back in the early 80s, it was Captain D's v. Long John Silver's.
Huh.
Yeah. Captain D's was...
Obviously, these are all in other parts of the country. Worldwide Cheeseburgers, Inc.,
Fake.
Barry's Barn.
Real.
Fake. Mm. Chester's.
Fake.
Real.
Chester's.
Yeah. You actually did much worse. You might have snuck it out in the end. It would have been close.
It.
Yeah, Tyler, though, was perfect. 4 for 4. Very well done, Tyler. We'll get back to take on Woods tomorrow, but last day for your...
nuts. Yeah, it's not great. Captain D's was not great.
I've never been a huge fan of fast food fish.
These nuts?
Yeah. Captain
Got
D's
him.
Nuts.
Never had a fillet of fish in my life.
Mm-mm. I tell you, once a year, Long John's.
Never been to Long John Silver's, I don't think.
Same. You know that they have these, when you get your planks of fish and chicken, that, by the way, tastes...
That's what they call them?
Planks. They taste... identical. You can't. I can put a gun to your head. You wouldn't know the difference. But they have these things that are in the basket called like cracklins, and it's the fried parts
fall off the fish without anything in them.
You can buy them as like a side and just eat the crack the lard, like the fried lard. And people love
sick.
It. I wonder why our country is morbidly obese. Because what'd you have for lunch? Cracklins from Long John's and Captain D's. No, not hush puppies, Mike. No. Hush puppies are
hush
different.
Hush puppies actually have some sort of like cornmeal.
They're delicious.
Or something
hush
right
puppies
now.
Are incredible.
This is fried nothing.
Fried lard.
Just batter. Fried batter.
Yeah, yeah. Cracklins or something. Disgusting.
All right, great play. We've got Don't Do This is coming up next. Let's see. Is this where we get into the Ipe Mizuhara details?
Yes, please. I think I'd like
that's
somebody
probably,
to fill me in.
Probably a good spot for it. We will come up with that next after traffic here. Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this.
I got a little surprise for you, you know what I'm saying?
Don't do this.
Listen, if I've done something bad, I mean, tell me I'm a bad boy. You know, just tell me I'm a bad boy.
Why? Just why?
I get the argument. You don't have to explain it to me. I'm not a moron.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Don't do this.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by the Kraft Taco in Sereno Valley. The Kraft Taco has some of the best quality tacos in all of San Diego. Go to thecrafttaco.com. Take a look at their happy hour specials today. Thecrafttaco.com. Woodsy, why don't you get DDT started today with a little Ipe
Mizuhara
talk.
Yeah, he will plead guilty to multiple federal charges after admitting to taking nearly $17 million from Shohei Ohtani. Now faces up to 3 decades in prison, Benjamin.
I think it's funny, though, that the charges are bank fraud.
Yes.
And tax fraud.
Tax fraud.
The actual, like, stealing of $17 million.
We're going to give you a pass on that.
The guy, they're not really throwing the book at him for that. He does have to pay back. Let's see. The total is $16,975,010. That last 10, that was the one that really broke the camel's back there.
I'll give you 10. I will give you 10 to get this thing started. Please don't run the juice on me because I'm not going to be able to swing that.
The details that came out yesterday, I mean, we had heard some of them before about all the wire transfers and I just the lengths that he apparently went to, according to the feds, who released some of their information to deceive Shohei Ohtani. For instance, in one attempt, so Mizuhara called a representative of a bank for help getting a wire transfer for what Mizuhara said was a car loan, and then verified the transaction with a 6-digit code that was sent via text message, but that went to Mizuhara's phone and not Shohei Ohtani's phone because he had already changed all the account information to make sure that when these alerts were coming up, hey, $500,000 was just wired from your account, is this you? He would get them and not Shohei Ohtani. In September of 2023, Mizuhara told Shohei Ohtani he needed $60,000 for dental work, which Ohtani did arrange to give him via a check drawn from a business account. However, Mizuhara pocketed that money and instead used Ohtani's debit card to pay the $60,000 dental bill.
What the hell are you doing at a dentist for $60,000?
I don't know.
More details that come out, I still am now fully on board with, you know, Shohei was a victim.
Victim, sure.
But I can't. No detail can make me think that he's not an idiot.
Right, rude, just total rube. I'm telling you.
He called banks pretending to be Shohei Ohtani, they say, at least 24 times.
God.
Hi, I'm Shohei Ohtani.
Hello, it's me, Shohei Ohtani.
Not one of those employees ever, like, realized, you know, Shohei Ohtani's pretty famous, and he's also famous for not speaking English. Yet this guy is calling me on the phone, and perfectly understandable. No red flags? Anybody out there? Anyone paying attention to any of this?
I mean, Shohei, paying attention at all to anything going on in your life other than, like, BP. It's crazy, man. Just crazy. So what was the connection I saw with the Real Housewives?
So, yes, one of the cast members of the Real Housewives of Orange County, one of the women, her boyfriend was actually the partner of the bookie that was originally Matthew Boyer,
yep.
His partner, the one that they kept referring to as, I got to make sure my guy gets paid off. This guy is going out with one of the Real Housewives of Orange County, which that season is currently filming right now.
So this guy's going to be in trouble too, right?
He has gotten immunity. He is testifying against everybody, but apparently the feds have given him immunity for his testimony. So
interesting.
That's going to be very dramatic.
Interesting. Matthew said Benowitz carrying water for Shohei, sad, being paid off by Major League Baseball. Look, at this point, you know, you see that all you can do is take them at their word. And I kind of said from the get-go, this is very suspicious, but not that he's a victim. He's one of the easier victims I've ever seen to be ripped off just over and over and over and over. I mean, listen, yeah, you can believe that there was some knowledge. It's hard to imagine that there wasn't, but, you know, stranger things have happened.
All right, story number two involves Ric Flair. Not a huge wrestling guy, as you know, but this was an interesting story, I thought.
I saw this video.
So Ric Flair was caught on camera basically just being, like, the worst customer ever. He's obviously had a couple pops. He said, "No, I just had a couple of Michelob Ultras and maybe two mixed drinks." Okay, well,
all right, well, that's four cocktails.
That's at
least, like, 80 years old.
Something. So he's at a Florida restaurant. It's a pizza place called Paisanos. And apparently he goes there often, spends a lot of money. And things were going fine, apparently. Then all of a sudden he went to the bar and started, like, angrily, like, complaining and pointing.
Oh,
and
boy.
I'm still trying to figure out what the incident was. But
I don't know how it started, but the whole thing was captured on video from somebody near the bar.
But apparently Ric Flair was mad because the kitchen manager was taking too long in the bathroom. And that, like, I guess apparently, I guess when you got to go, you got to go. And
yeah.
Rick just didn't want to be standing out there waiting and waiting or something. Yeah. So he got really mad. Had some words with the staff.
I'm coming, Rick.
They're, of course,
right,
like,
out.
Guys.
Yeah, woo!
Sorry, server. I don't know what's going on, but, I mean, to name your pizza place Paisanos is a choice.
I like it?
Yeah. Stone-fired pizza,
delicious.
Pints, and pies at Paisanos.
Sounds delicious.
They actually ended up ordering a bunch more food from Uber Eats later. So I guess he didn't feel too... I guess he wasn't too mad at the restaurant.
No, he was furious with this guy.
He was
the
at the moment.
He
yeah.
was drunk off his ass. I watched the video. He was threatening him.
Oh, God.
Another manager or a server came by. He's like, I'll tip you $1,000 to tell this guy to kiss my ass.
Oh, boy.
And then he's like, you want to go in the parking lot, pal?
Oh,
and then this guy sitting
no.
at the bar goes, I don't work here, so I don't give an F. I'll go in the parking lot. And he's like, what did you say to me? What did you just say to me? And he was like about to fight this customer in the parking lot.
I was recently approached. A couple nights ago, we went to dinner for my brother-in-law's birthday. And it was me, my kids, my wife, my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, and my brother-in-law. And we just finished dinner, and we're watching the kids
Ric Flair showed
play.
Up.
No, I mean, might as well have been. Guy stumbles off the golf course. He is... yoked. And I mean yoked. Him and his buddy stumble off. Looks like they've been up for 2 days. Guy walks up to them, what's up, everybody? And I was like, how you doing? What are you doing? Did you play golf today? I'm like, no. No, is this your wife? I'm like, oh, boy. And he's like, is this? Is your kids? Oh, she's got a nice head of hair. I'm like, she's a he. And it hit me. I grabbed Taylor. I was like, I'm walking away. Like, I get so uncomfortable when somebody's that wasted. Yeah. That wasted. I've been that guy many times, man. Many, many times. Foster, clean up your scene over there. What are we doing? All right. And then finally for doo-doo this today.
D-D mega doo-doo.
The wait is over. Everybody, Pittsburgh Pirates going to be calling up prospect Paul Skeens. He's going to make his debut on Saturday, PNC Park, against the Chicago Cubs. 21 years old, he's allowed 3 earned runs in 27 and a third innings in AAA, striking out 45 batters. I'm really looking forward to this on Saturday. Like, you've got me, Pittsburgh. You've got me.
It reminded me of a little bit of Strasburg.
So he's joining a rotation
what,
now.
11 months after the draft?
Yeah. He's got Jared Jones and they got Jared Jones in the rotation. Jones and Skeens. Now, if they go on some run, you know, and they're going to be careful with both of these guys, you know, certainly. But man, the future is certainly bright. If you're a Pirates fan, this is exactly what you've been waiting for. This kid looks nasty.
It's a big moment for Livy Dunn's boyfriend.
Yeah, very much.
Well,
so.
Remember the Pirates got off to a hot start. They're 5-0, 9-2. Since then, they are 8-19.
Ooh.
I don't know. Maybe they should have called him up a little bit earlier to staunch the bleeding a little bit. Because they've fallen now a couple of games behind your San Diego Padres in the wild card race, who are tied for the last wild card spot with the Nationals and Mets right now.
6'6", 235 pounds, it says in this article. He assumes the mantle as the hardest throwing starter in the game, perhaps the highest velocity rotation member in baseball history.
I'll be curious. I'll be curious to see him.
Very curious.
For sure. That's Saturday against the Cubs.
Yep.
Yeah. At PNC Park. And that is Don't and Do Do This for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we're going to dip into the vault on a throwback Thursday. When we come back, Paulie's got some several clips, actually, to choose from this date in Ben and Woods' history.
It's mostly just Ben laughing.
No, that's always fine.
Is it Breaking Ben?
Yeah, I did.
I love Breaking Ben.
Multiple Breaking Bens.
You got me on something recently. I was almost broken. I can't remember what it was, but those are always fun. We'll get to that coming up next. Ben Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Given a little extra time with no game last night, did watch some of the Wave. They got a nice win at home at Snapdragon Stadium over the Utah Royals, 2-0. Jaden Shaw, she's really, really good. Don't know if you had a chance to watch her much, Woods, but
I have not watched.
She is she's the young star, rising star in women's soccer. Plays for our team. Had a goal in the first half on a penalty kick and an assist in the second half. And the Wave have their first 3-game home winning streak in franchise history.
3 games?
Nice. 3 games in a row. They play again this Sunday against Gotham FC at 4:30 at Snapdragon Stadium. I always like to give the all the local teams as much of a chance as I can. Watch some Seals this season. I watched more Seals this year than I think I did any of the past seasons. Much as I can, at least. But obviously, Padres are always the priority. So
you know, I'm fully prepared to dive in.
San Diego FC.
I am, but I'm also I've tried, you know, soccer for many, many years, and I have so many friends that are so passionate about it. I'm no longer on the bash soccer train. I just, my ADD brain can only handle so much at a time. And it's true. I'm getting worse at watching baseball now to where I go, what happened? Oh, it's just, it's hard for me. It you know, perils of this gig too. Like, you want to be able to sit and watch a game, but there's just, my brain just goes in a million different directions. And so I need to focus on it. I would like to go to a Wave game. The thing is too, is, neither of my kids are super into soccer yet. And I think they've both played before. And I think if they like get really into it, I think it's going to be a no-brainer for me. I mean, I really do. Cause I enjoyed going to watch Bo play when he played. I really did. I went to every game and loved it and was practicing with him and stuff. But for me, it's just, I got to find space in my head for it. So I did not get a chance to watch.
Yeah. You know, I think the Wave are a worthy team. You know, they've done well their first couple of seasons. Got plenty of star power, though. They've had a lot of injuries this year. Alex Morgan's been out for a while, and Jaden Shaw's kind of propping them up right now. And I'm excited about San Diego FC. I really do want to get into it when they start play next year. MLS, you know, we've been asking for a big time team. This is the top level of the sport, getting that here.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that coming up. But we'll see how it goes. I assume it's going to continue to be popular. Soccer does very well in this town. Don't forget, you're still listening for that sounder that we played in our first hour for your chance to win Padres Dodgers tickets.
Can't play it right now.
Nope, can't play
you
it
what
now.
It sounds like.
Yeah, you ask a phone a friend.
Yeah, you'll know what it is. You'll know it when you hear it.
You probably will, actually. It's just going to be some weird. Why did they play that at
that
moment? If you hear it, call 833-288-0973. That's when you're going to win tickets to the Padres-Dodgers game series opener tomorrow night.
Ben in the chat, just real quick before we get into the throwback. So this is, and I had this combo in a text exchange last night. Ben in the chat says, everybody pumped about our 20-20 Padres. What's our record at home in home night games again? It's not good. I did have this convo last night in a text thread with a longtime Padre fan, and he said, yeah, I mean, they're 500. You know, what do you want me to do? And I said, well, my expectations were 500. So I guess they've met expectations for me. I wasn't expecting, you know, a huge run. And I said it to you off the air. I will say it again. I've really enjoyed watching this 20-20 team more than I watched, than I liked watching last year. I have enjoyed it. I have enjoyed so much watching Dylan Cease and even Michael King. And I've enjoyed Jerickson Profar's resurgence. I've enjoyed the hell out of Jake Cronenworth's resurgence. I've really enjoyed watching this 500 ball club. To me, in my soul, it doesn't feel like they're 500. It feels like they're better.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. They're a better, more exciting team than they were last year. They just are.
Way more fun. Just, there's no doubt about it. Last year's team at this time, by the way, 19-21. They were in the midst, though, of a stretch of 9 losses in 10 games to the Twins, Dodgers, Royals, and Red Sox. That kind of put them behind the eight ball for, yeah, you know, pretty much the rest of the season. They were, I don't know that they got back. I don't think they got back to or above 500 until the last weekend of the year, after this point of the year when things started going south early in the season. Because they were above 500. They were at, let's see, they were 18-15 at their high water mark on May 5th. And then they went into this tailspin, lost 9 of 10 and 11 of 13, and were basically trying to dig out the rest of the year. And we're never able to do it.
They just made a good point in the chat, Daniel did. And they've beat good teams this year as well. That's the other thing. You know, that's the other thing. This hasn't been a, well, yeah, fine. We roughed up the Marlins and I mean, hell, we split with the Rockies, like, which is an opportunity lost, certainly. But I have had a blast watching this
team.
It's funny. I really have.
You look at the series the Padres have lost or not won. Blue Jays are in last place. Cardinals are in last place.
Giants.
Rockies are in last place. Giants are well under 500. Those are the teams Padres haven't beaten, but they have series wins against the Cubs, the Dodgers, Brewers, some of the better teams in baseball. They've actually done well against so far.
Yeah, other than the Phillies, yeah. But I mean,
yeah, Phillies got them, obviously.
I mean, the game, you know, some of the games we played against LA, they've showed a lot of you know, a lot of fight in those, and hopefully this weekend goes good.
I was looking at the schedule going, so when does it ease up a little bit? And the answer really is it doesn't. The last 2 months of the year, based on how teams have started, the Padres' easiest part of the schedule doesn't really come around until August and September.
Hang around.
It is about hanging around as much as possible. I will say that in just over a week, Padres play the Dodgers 3 times, then the Braves 4 times after that Rockies series. After that point, they will have played, I think it's 26 of their 39 games against the best teams in the National League, the Phillies, the Cubs, the Brewers, the Dodgers, and the Braves. They'll have most of those games against the teams that you absolutely kind of expect to be in the playoffs at the end of the year. So in that sense, it does get a little bit easier after that. But there's still a lot of tough games remaining this half of the schedule against the Phillies, the Yankees, the Mets, the Brewers, more against the Braves, at Texas, at Boston. It's not like the schedule in the first half is ever going to really get easy for the San Diego Padres.
No, I've enjoyed it. It's a better looking product this year with, albeit some.
It's Jerickson Profar.
The Jerickson Profar effect has been amazing. The Jake Cronenworth effect. Jackson Merrill has been a good story. It just feels better to me. So again, I can certainly relate to, oh man, hanging your head that you're 500. We had $90 million on the payroll more than we did at this time last year, and we were 2 games below 500. So that is a win to me. Plus the dramatic comebacks and things like that. And I know we've given a couple back as well. I mean, it's just been a better product for me this year.
All right. What was it 3 years ago this week that caused me to completely lose it on the air? We're going to break open the Ben and Woods Throwback Thursday vault right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Paulie has many admirable qualities, one of which is he's an excellent record keeper when it comes to the Ben and Woods program.
You have to be, right?
Like, gotta be, man.
You gotta be. You gotta have it all dialed in.
You'd say that. I've never worked with anyone else in radio who does it like Paulie does it. He's just got the archives. He's got them dialed. And he can go back on Throwback Thursdays and find things that happened in our past that even we sometimes forget about.
Most of which I forget a lot about.
So what do we got today, Paul? Let's start 3 years ago.
This week, 3 years ago, all it says is this is a Breaking Ben moment, and I don't remember the context, but we were talking about ZZ Top.
Oh, I know.
I remember
randomly.
I know.
Well, good bits today, guys.
All right, I see the phone.
Says ZZ Top, so disappointing they looked bored.
They looked beard.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we got it.
We got him.
It's getting him again.
He fell out of his chair.
He did.
I got him, he's dead.
Can you just do the boomer bulletin while I get up?
The boomer bulletin? I forgot about the boomer bulletin.
I mean...
Oh, yes.
I mean, it was... Like, look, it was good. It was clever.
Thanks.
It wasn't the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know him. They look beat. Got him.
The deep coughing laugh.
Just double up on the boomer bulletin tomorrow?
Yeah, fine.
I don't want to miss this.
No.
No, just Yang, we're just coming up.
What?
You can't even
Jesse
understand
Yang, we got to get to Jesse Yang.
You ever want to hear what sex Ben sounds like?
Yeah,
there it is.
The
it is. Sex Ben. He's done again. Look at him. This is like an inception.
Oh.
It's the my fake. Can we save that for a potential prank call, Paul?
Oh, yes.
At some point, that would be perfect.
It's just, I mean, somebody in the chat or somebody in the comments said they look weird, and you said, or they looked bored, and they looked beard.
They looked beard.
And it just.
It murdered him.
Bored.
They looked beard.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we got it.
We got him. Kills me every time.
It just murders me. It murders me.
How you doing over there?
You good?
Good. It still delights me. 3 years later.
It's so funny. Your reaction is just priceless. People think that they're watching it live. They're not. This is him double reacting. You're hearing one reaction, yes, and then yes. He's reacting again.
Still laughing about it 3 years later.
It's so good.
I will give everybody a piece of advice. If you can continuously be amused by the same things over and over again, it's great.
Yeah, it is.
You just go through life often happy and laughing.
Yeah, life is fun.
Once you get tired of things, then you're just tired of everything. You're bored.
Just incredible.
Or your beard.
Your beard. Yeah. I hate being a beard. Oh, it's greatness.
We've got a couple other items from the vault that we can get to in the second half of the program today. But I don't know that we're going to top that one.
God, it's so
uncomfortable. I didn't remember that sound.
God. We're going to use that. We will use that.
All right, we'll come back. I had to make a... an important life decision at work yesterday.
Oh, you did?
And I don't know if I made the right call or not. You can help me out. Tier 1s can help me out maybe next. Bennett Woods, reset when we return on 97.3 The Fan. Given a little extra time with no game last night, did watch some of the wave. They got a nice win at home at Snapdragon Stadium over the Utah Royals, 2-0. Jaden Shaw, she's really, really good. Don't know if you had a chance to watch her much, Woods, but
I have not watched.
She is she's the young star, rising star in women's soccer. Plays for our team. Had a goal in the first half on a penalty kick and an assist in the second half. And the Wave have their first 3-game home winning streak in franchise history.
Three games?
Nice. 3 games in a row. They play again this Sunday against Gotham FC at 4:30 at Snapdragon Stadium. I always like to give the all the local teams as much of a chance as I can. Watch some Seals this season. I watch more Seals this year than I think I did any of the past seasons. Much as I can, at least. But obviously, Padres are always the priority, so.
You know, I'm fully prepared to dive in. I've tried, soccer for many, many years, and I have so many friends that are so passionate about it. I'm no longer on the bash soccer train. I just, my ADD brain can only handle so much at a time. And it's true. I'm getting worse at watching baseball now to where I go, what happened? Oh, it's hard for me. Perils of this gig too. Like you want to be able to sit and watch a game, but there's just, my brain just goes in a million different directions. And so I need to focus on it. I would like to go to a Wave game. The thing is too, is, neither of my kids are super into soccer yet. And I think they've both played before. And I think if they like get really into it, I think it's going to be a no-brainer for me. I mean, I really do. Cause I enjoyed going to watch Bo play when he played. I really did. I went to every game and loved it and was practicing with him and stuff. But for me, it's just, I got to find space in my head for it. So I did not get a chance to watch.
Yeah. I think the Wave are a worthy team. They've done well their first couple of seasons. Got plenty of star power, though. They've had a lot of injuries this year. Alex Morgan's been out for a while and Jaden Shaw's kind of propping them up right now. And I'm excited about San Diego FC. I really do want to get into it when they start play next year. MLS, You know, we've been asking for a big time team. This is the top level of the sport, getting that here.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that coming up. But we'll see how it goes. I assume it's going to continue to be popular. Soccer does very well in this town. Don't forget, you're still listening for that sounder that we played in our first hour for your chance to win Padres Dodgers tickets.
Can't play it right now.
No, can't play it now.
What it sounds like.
Yeah, you ask a phone a friend.
Yeah, you'll know what it is. You'll know it when you hear it.
You probably will, actually. It's just going to be some weird, why did they play that at that moment? If you hear it, call 833-288-0973. That's when you're going to win tickets to the Padres-Dodgers game series opener tomorrow night.
Ben in the chat, just real quick before we get into the throwback. So this is, and I had this combo in a text exchange last night. Ben in the chat says, everybody pumped about our 20-20 Padres. What's our record at home in home night games again? It's not good. I did have this convo last night in a text thread with a longtime Padre fan, and he said, yeah, I mean, they're 500. You know, what do you want me to do? And I said, well, my expectations were 500. So I guess they've met expectations for me. I wasn't expecting, you know, a huge run. And I said it to you off the air. I will say it again. I've really enjoyed watching this 20-20 team more than I watched, than I liked watching last year. I have enjoyed it. I have enjoyed so much watching Dylan Cease and even Michael King. And I've enjoyed Jerickson Profar's resurgence. I've enjoyed the hell out of Jake Cronenworth's resurgence. I've really enjoyed watching this 500 ball club. To me, in my soul, it doesn't feel like they're 500. It feels like they're better.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. They're a better, more exciting team than they were last year. They just are.
Way more fun. Just, there's no doubt about it. Last year's team at this time, by the way, 19-21. They were in the midst, though, of a stretch of 9 losses in 10 games to the Twins, Dodgers, Royals, and Red Sox. That kind of put them behind the eight ball for, pretty much the rest of the season. They were, I don't know that they got back. I don't think they got back to or above 500 until the last weekend of the year, after this point of the year when things started going south early in the season. Because they were above 500. They were at, they were 18-15 at their high water mark on May 5th. And then they went into this tailspin, lost 9 of 10 and 11 of 13, and were basically trying to dig out the rest of the year. We're never able to do it.
They just made the good point in the chat, Daniel did. And they've beat good teams this year as well. That's the other thing. You know, that's the other thing. This hasn't been we roughed up the Marlins and we split with the Rockies, like, which is an opportunity lost, certainly. But I have had a blast watching this team.
Funny.
I really have.
You look at the series the Padres have lost or not won. Blue Jays are in last place. Cardinals are in last place.
Giants.
Rockies are in last place. Giants are well under 500. Those are the teams Padres haven't beaten, but they have series wins against the Cubs, the Dodgers, Brewers, some of the better teams in baseball. They've actually done well against so far.
Yeah, other than the Phillies, yeah. But I mean,
yeah, Phillies got them, obviously.
Some of the games we played against L.A., they've showed a lot of, you know, a lot of fight in those, and hopefully this weekend goes good.
I was looking at the schedule going, so when does it ease up a little bit? And the answer really is it doesn't. The last 2 months of the year, based on how teams have started, the Padres' easiest part of the schedule doesn't really come around until August and September.
Hang around.
So hang really around. It is about hanging around as much as possible. I will say that in just over a week, Padres play the Dodgers 3 times, then the Braves 4 times after that Rockies series. After that point, they will have played, I think it's 26 of their 39 games against the best teams in the National League. The Phillies, the Cubs, the Brewers, the Dodgers, and the Braves. They'll have most of those games against the teams that you absolutely kind of expect to be in the playoffs at the end of the year. So in that sense, it does get a little bit easier after that. But there's still a lot of tough games remaining this half of the schedule against the Phillies, the Yankees, the Mets, the Brewers, more against the Braves, at Texas, at Boston. It's not like the schedule in the first half is ever going to really get easy for the San Diego Padres.
No, I've enjoyed it. It's a better looking product this year with, albeit some.
It's Jerickson Profar.
The Jerickson Profar effect has been amazing. The Jake Cronenworth effect.
Jackson Merrill.
Jackson Merrill's been a good story. It just is. It just feels better to me. So again, I can certainly relate to, oh man, hanging your head that you're 500. We had $90 million on the payroll more than we did at this time last year, and we were two games below 500. So that is a win to me. Plus the dramatic comebacks and things like that. And I know we've given a couple back as well. I mean, it's just been a better product for me this year.
All right. What was it 3 years ago this week that caused me to completely lose it on the air? We're going to break open the Ben and Woods Throwback Thursday vault right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Paulie has many admirable qualities, one of which is he's an excellent record keeper when it comes to the Ben and Woods program.
You have to be, right?
Like, you gotta be, man.
You gotta be. You gotta have it all dialed in.
You say that. I've never worked with anyone else in radio who does it like Paulie does it. He's just got the archives. He's got them dialed. And he can go back on Throwback Thursdays and find things that happened in our past that even we sometimes forget about.
Most of which I forget a lot about.
So what do we got today, Paul? Let's start 3 years ago.
This week, 3 years ago, all it says is this is a Breaking Ben moment, and I don't remember the context, but we were talking about ZZ Top.
Oh, I know.
I remember.
Randomly.
I know.
Well, good bits today, guys.
All right, I see the phone.
ZZ Top, so disappointing, they looked bored.
They looked beard.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we got it.
We got him.
It's getting him again.
Fell out of his chair.
He did.
I got him, he's dead.
Can you just do the boomer bulletin while I get up?
The boomer bulletin? I forgot about the boomer bulletin.
I mean.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it was, like, look. It was good. It was clever.
Thanks.
It wasn't the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know him. They look beat. Got him.
The deep coughing laugh.
Just double up on the boomer bulletin tomorrow?
Yeah, fine.
I don't want to miss this.
No.
No. Just Yang, we're just coming up.
What?
You can't even
Jesse
understand
Jesse Yang, we got to get to Jesse Yang.
He's done for.
You ever want to hear what Sex Ben sounds like?
Yeah,
there it is.
The same thing.
There it is. Sex Ben. He's done again. Look at him. This is like an inception. It's the. My fake. Can we save that for a potential prank call, Paul?
Oh, yes.
At some point, that would be perfect.
It's just, I mean, somebody in the chat or somebody in the comments said they look weird, and you said, or they looked bored, and they looked beard.
They looked beard.
And it just.
It murdered him.
Bored.
They looked beard.
Oh, they look beard. They look beard.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we got it.
We got him. Kills me every time.
It just murders me. It murders me.
How you doing over there?
You good?
Good. It still delights me. 3 years later.
It's so funny. Your reaction is just priceless. People think that they're watching it live. They're not. This is him double reacting. You're hearing one reaction, yes, and then he's reacting again.
Still laughing about it 3 years later.
It's so good.
I will give everybody a piece of advice. If you can continuously be amused by the same things over and over again, it's great.
Yeah, it is.
You just go through life often happy and laughing.
Yeah, life is fun.
Once you get tired of things, then you're just tired of everything. You're bored.
Just incredible.
Or your beard.
Your beard. Yeah. I hate being a beard. Oh, it's greatness.
We've got a couple other items from the vault that we can get to in the second half of the program today. But I don't know that we're going to top that one.
God, it's so
uncomfortable. I didn't remember that sound.
God. We're going to use that. We will use that.
All right, we'll come back. I had to make an important life decision at work yesterday.
Oh, you did?
And I don't know if I made the right call or not. You can help me out. Tier 1s can help me out maybe next. Bennett Woods, reset when we return on 97.3 The Fan.